Well, that is quite a sound, isn't it? I haven't done an audio boo, or an audio boom, as I think we should now call them. Haven't done one of these for ages. I tend to just do them if I go somewhere with an amazing sound. So I think that the rush hour traffic here in Jakarta, the capital city of Indonesia, well, it qualifies for a pretty amazing sound. And at this intersection, about four or five lanes of traffic, although it's a little bit hard to identify what is a lane, but four or five lanes of traffic, roughly, are converging into about three, and you can hear the hooting of the horns and the motorcycles here, people squeezing past, often a couple of pillion riders on each bike. They're called Gojeks, the kind of taxi bikes that ferry people around, and it's probably about the quickest way of getting around the city, unless you choose to walk, possibly. So why am I here? Well, I'm here because I'm at the New Cities Summit, which is an event that takes place every year. The first year was in Sao Paulo, last year was in Dallas, which I managed to go to as well. So this year they brought it to Indonesia. As the name of the summit suggests, it's all about looking at the future of cities, especially with these mind-boggling figures that are being banded around about the number of people who are moving into cities and will do over the coming generation or so. So the question is how to make our cities safer, more efficient, more prosperous, better, more pleasant places to live for the millions and millions of people who are moving into them. I suppose Jakarta seems like a good place to come, a place with an enormous population density and a very rapidly growing city, and a city that even by Asian standards is rather notorious for its very, very heavy traffic. It literally can take you hours to do some very short journeys here. So I'm here to host a couple of sessions. I've already done one today and I'm hosting another panel tomorrow. So I've got a bit of homework to do to prepare for that tonight. Since I've been here though, I've learnt a few things about Jakarta and Indonesia. Obviously the traffic problem's high on the agenda here, and the various abortive attempts over the years to put in monorail or mass transit for the city dwellers, many of these, literally stopped in their tracks, and usually down, I'm afraid, to quite a large amount of sort of malpractice and corruption at the highest levels. But certainly the governor of Jakarta here, he really wants to put things right. He gave the opening keynote here today. So this is Mr. Purnama, and he's the relatively new and youthful governor, and he wasn't mincing his words in his keynote. I wondered if he'd even mentioned corruption, and he almost wouldn't stop talking about it, basically saying it has to stop, and that he is just not having any bribes anymore in government, and anybody dealing in that kind of thing will be out of there immediately. And he's already shed, he says, thousands of members of staff in the city administration who he sees as being dead weight or maybe even corrupt. Of course, we had an election here last year, which saw the incoming president come in. This is Joko Widodo, and some criticism since he's been in office that corruption still seems to be taking a while to be sorted out. But certainly the view here seems to be that between Jokowi, as he's known, the president, and the governor of Jakarta, these are some two quite young guns coming in, loose cannons, to mix another metaphor there, really trying to shake things up here. But of course, I suppose as cynical journalists, not cynical, but healthily sceptical journalists, and I suppose we have to kind of wait and see for a few years as to what will happen. But certainly the governor saying that corruption must end, and already really sort of showing what he means by sacking lots of people who he doesn't like. He seems very popular with the people here in Jakarta and very unpopular with some of the, I suppose, former ruling elite, which I suppose wouldn't be surprising. So what else have I learnt about Indonesia and Jakarta since I've been here? Well, it's certainly a very interesting economic story. I sat in the auditorium first thing this morning next to a guy who works for a think tank here, really kind of reflecting on Indonesia's economic miracle over the years. In fact, I myself remember being in Indonesia in 1998, doing, I suppose, the stereotypical backpacking thing and spending just under a couple of weeks in Bali. And this was pretty much straight after the Asian economic crash and amid the crisis of the late 90s. And I remember then just what a state this country was in, speaking to people in Bali and the people who are working in the tourism industry who had just seen the rupiah absolutely crash. So I remember that Asian crisis, albeit, you know, through the, I suppose, the privileged eyes of the backpacking and very young as I was then, a tourist. So this think tank guy today really saying that Indonesia has seen a real economic miracle since that time. It's really put itself back together. And in recent years, its economy has continued to grow at around 6%. Although he said, actually, as of more recent times, in the last year or so, the economy has slowed. Probably a contagion from, I suppose, challenging economic conditions amongst Indonesia's trading partners in Asia. But he does think that is some cause for concern. And coming back to corruption again, you know, it's a matter of persuading investors to come into this country, and it's difficult to have confidence as an investor in a country that might still be being held up with bribes. But certainly the governor is sorting that out. That's what he says he wants to do. So that's quite interesting. I've also learnt about Jakarta's smart cities. So one of the guys on my panel earlier on was Setiaji, Mr. Setiaji, and he's the director of the smart city here in Jakarta. And really what that amounts to is a few initiatives, including an app for citizens to download that gives them all... some kind of truck very nearly went into that bike in front of me there. So an app for citizens to give them information about the city, to allow them to kind of feed back to the authorities, the kind of things you might expect in terms of enabling smart citizens in this country. On the face of it, a kind of success story, 10,000 downloads, but then there are over 10 million people in this city, so still got a way to go to get people to engage with that app. But Mr. Setiaji says they had a successful, as he described it anyway, successful hack day last year, where a whole load of developers came along and put together about 50 apps, he reckons, based on open data and data sets and so on, and the input from various kind of sensors and traffic monitoring systems here in Jakarta. 50 apps came from that hack day, and certainly Setiaji seems to think that the smart city idea here in Jakarta is gaining some momentum. So I better stop rambling, other than to tell you the next item on the agenda today, well, when the event ends, is we're all going over to a gala dinner in the old city of Jakarta, which immediately had people wondering, well, how the heck are we going to get there in this kind of traffic? How long will it take? We're all hungry. Now, they've thought of this. We're going to be getting on a bus, and we will be going with a police escort. So it'll be like the parting of the Red Sea. This police escort is going to get us over to the other side of town for our dinner. So I suppose if I've learned anything particularly about Jakarta, it's that if you want to get anywhere, you either walk, as I am between here and the hotel, in the very hot, sweaty humidity. So you either walk, or you get a Gojek bike, or you make sure that you're going for dinner with the governor, and then you'll get a police escort. So that's pretty much how it goes around here. And I hope you've enjoyed this rather noisy rush hour audio boo from brilliant, fantastic, vibrant, and endlessly fascinating Jakarta.